Thank you for joining. Today, we are honored to share our first quarter report at listed company with you. First, I only want to make sure that everybody have found our presentation. You can find it on in our website on Westbygg. With me today is, as you can see on slide two, Jonas Jönhall, CFO and Deputy CEO, and Marie Lindbäck, Head of Investor Relations, Deputy Head of Sustainability. Then we go over to slide number three, and there you can find our agenda. We will start with a brief recap of Westbygg as a company, continue with the figures and the results for the third quarter more in detail, and then we will end up with a Q&A in the end of this. So let's go to the slide four and start with a short recap on what kind of company we are today. Then we go to slide four. We have chosen to focus on the three segments where we are both property developer and constructor in the residential, commercial, and logistic industry. All these three segments have strong development, and I am happy to say that none of them has been very impacted from the COVID-19. For residential and commercial, we have focused on the largest growth markets, Stockholm, Gothenburg, Malmö, as well as the cities close by them. For the logistic and industry segments, we operate all over Sweden today, and today also in our Nordic neighbors countries as Norway, Denmark, and Finland. Our offices are located in the cities you can see on the map on the left side. We are organized in four companies, Westbygg AB, Westbygg Projektutveckling, Logistikkontrakter, and Invita. Invita is our real estate company focused on community properties. As also you can know, the sustainability has been on top of our agenda for a long time. On slide five, you can see some of our activities. Then we go over to slide five here.
Yes, and as Jörgen said, Westbygg has an established ESG profile. So creating sustainable business is integrated in our strategy, and we believe that this is critical to generate long-term profitability. And it's an important parameter in our business model to create value. We offer our customers solutions for sustainable properties in the segments we operate. At the same time, we continuously work to increase the knowledge of sustainability for all our employees in order to identify risks and opportunities. This is to run the business in a sustainable way. And we have set specific targets, for example, to reduce our climate impact. We aim to become fossil-free for defined areas in 2030. To achieve our goals, we have developed hands-on tools as Boaktiva, our concept for social sustainability, offering a platform for social activities and shared economy. And another tool, the climate construction site, which sets requirements to the areas in the production phase, which is directly linked to our climate impact. The market sets requirements and asks for competence around areas which we have worked with during many years, as for example, our expertise in environmental certifications, climate calculations, and LCA. Going forward, we will continue developing our own business and offer to customers in a sustainable way. Yeah, and let's continue to slide six for some key figures that describes the status of our business.
As you can see, we have a strong revenue the first three quarters. Usually the order intake in the third quarter is a bit lower, but this year the order intake has been good. To some extent, this was a COVID effect, since some orders were postponed from second quarter to the third quarter. We currently have an order backlog of 3.2 billion, and we still see that order are a bit delayed due to COVID. As you also can see, we get a better and better margin on our volumes according to plan. The target is to have at least 6% EBIT margin on the total business. If we look at slide seven, you can see that our focus during the third quarter has been. We go over to slide seven then. The quarter was very much characterized by the preparation for the Get Vestby Group listed on Nasdaq. It was an important step for us and has given us exactly what we wanted for the company, more attention and new capital to be able to increase the development of Vestby. We're building up the real estate company. Vita is one of the important plans going forward. We have also been following the development around COVID-19 closely and are taking the steps we need to ensure that we comply with the requirements of the authorities and minimize disruptions. To keep everyone safe is, of course, the key for us. From business perspective, there is a lot of activities in the market in all three of segments, and we see a strong demand on all areas. From what we can see, none of the focus segments have been particularly affected by COVID. Let's go over to slide eight and take a look at some significant events that have showed the high activity in the segments.
Slide eight shows the projects sold during the quarter. A contract was signed during the third quarter with NREP for the acquisition of Vårbergstoppen, and it's our own developed project with 174 student housing units. This settlement also includes a construction contract for Vestby AB to build these units. Logistic contractor has also signed two contracts for the sale of two self-developed logistic facilities. A facility in Borås of 38,000 square meters was sold to Catena, and a facility in Örebro of 55,000 square meters was sold to Aberdeen Standard Investments. The total sales value amounted to 974 million SEK. The logistic facilities are under production and have a partial impact on earnings during the third quarter. The residential project will go into production during the fourth quarter and does not yet affect the result. Next slide nine, gives an overview of the third quarter order intake. During the quarter, new orders amounted to 900 million SEK and consists for the most part of four major construction contracts. We have three residential contracts, where we are building 65 rental apartments in Jönköping, 60 tenant ownership association apartments in Nacka, and 61 in Lund. A logistic contractor has also signed a contract with Catena to build a logistics facility of 11,000 square meters in Åstorp in Skåne. On next slide 10, you can see a selection of our ongoing projects. The selection shows projects from our different business segments in different phases. At the top left corner, you can see Lagercrantz. It's our self-developed wooden house project in Lund, where we're building, constructing 82 rental apartments, where the sod was taken this October. The middle picture in the top row shows our project in logistics facility in Norway. Vestby, it's a facility of 55,000 square meters, and it was handed over to the client DSV during the third quarter. The right corner shows the preschool Bollen, which we develop and build for our own property management company, Invita. At the bottom left, a self-developed condominium project in Gothenburg. The middle picture shows Skymningen. It's a contract to build in Lund, And the last picture illustrates a logistic property with Mathem as a tenant that we have developed in Farsta, Stockholm. And all these projects will be certified according to different environmental certifications. We will now go into more on the financial results for the third quarter.
Yeah, and we look at the details on the third quarter and start in slide 11 with the segment development in residential. After the summer, we've seen a high activity on the markets, according to the delay on the markets we saw in Q2 of signing new contracts. We are happy to say that we signed several contracts after the summer. We had a good order intake in residential and approximately 600 million Swedish crowns. And in the outgoing of September, we have almost 1,500 units in production. You can also see down to the right that we had a good spread between tenant-owned apartments and rental apartments, with a little major of rental apartments. For segment commercial, we had still a good production under the quarter. We finished 3,000 square meters, and in the timing effect, we don't have any really big new orders in this, but the activity on the market in these segments are high. We see that, and discussions are ongoing. We still have more than 100,000 square meters of production of commercial properties at the end of September. Our third segment, logistic and industry, as we said earlier, we sold two of our own developed projects under the quarter three. We have completed the construction project outside Oslo in Norway and left it over to DSV. We have signed a new contract with Catena for building a property for them in the northern region of Skåne. We have significant extra intakes in existing projects, Northvolt and Mathem. And we here also see a high activity on the market. The demand of new, efficient, modern logistic and industry properties are high, and also the interest from investors to invest in these type of projects and properties. In the end of September, we had approximately 260,000 square meters in production. For several years, the company have worked focusedly with our strategy to increase property development and specialize in three segments to minimize risk. We see that we are on that path and increase the property development part to 27% due September 20 LTM. But more proudly, we also have increased our EBIT margin from 4.9% for 2019 to 5.9% for September LTM. If you look at slide 15, this confirms the early slide. We have a growth in the company with a CAGR of 12.7 for the past 4 years. But more exciting, we have a CAGR of 33.6 for our EBIT, which is very important for us. Our order backlog on September the 3rd was 3.2 billion Swedish crowns. And if we go over and look to slide 16, you can see that With the good order intake in the third quarter, we have increased the order backlog to now over 3 billion Swedish crowns, as you see on the orange line in this picture. If you go to page 17, we can look in more detail about the three overview in the three segments. As you see, we have increased the property development part of or in all three segments. If we go to the residential, I should explain the margin line. In 2019, we had a negative margin in residential. It was due to mainly due to project construction project that we signed in 2017 and completed in 2019 that we misjudged, and we had to make a write-down in the second half of 2019. That's also get an effect of the September 20 LTM, so that explains the negative margin in that staple as well. We also in this past years have invested in organization in property development to start building the increasing share of property development. If you look at the commercial, also here we have increased the property development part, and by that also increased the EBIT margin. Also here we have invested in organization for the past years to build an organization who can handle a bigger share of property development. If you look at logistic contractor is the segment that we come the furthest with our goal to have 50/50 mix between own property development and construction on the external market. If you look at the EBIT margin line, I should explain that that's more due to timing effect than a trend, that we don't see that the margins in the market for logistics going down. This is an effect of that we had more property development projects sold ongoing in 2019 than we had in the first half of 2020. As we said earlier, we now sold in early summer one project and one now in September. What I'm saying, it's more of a timing effect than a trend. If you go over to slide 18, our strong result and our growth have make us do a solid financial performance. We see that the equity asset ratio is 40% in the end of September. For the September 20 LTM, we gain a return on equity on 37%. Our cash flow have variations, mostly depending on the increased share of property development. That's gonna be an effect in the future as well with some variation in our cash flow, depending on when we selling this project and purchase new land and so on. On page 19, we can see more of our income statement in an overview. What we can see here is what we have mentioned earlier. We have the same level of revenue for the first nine months of 2020, but we have much more increasing of our profits. We are very happy with that. If we go to slide 20 and see an overview on our balance sheet, we see that we're growing, but not in more leveling now. We see that we have a total balance in according in the same level that we have in 2019. We have increased with good results our equity. Therefore, we have a good equity assets ratio with 40%. Yeah. And on slide 21, you see our financial targets that we have set up in the company. We have a target of annual growth of 10% over time, and we were well positioned there. Also, the EBIT margin should, we're targeting to have over 6%, and we see that we get in progress there. And the equity asset ratio should not be under 25%, and we have a good margin in that growth. And the dividend policy for the company is 40% of the net profit. So this was the quarter three more in detail. Let's go over to slide 22 and sum up and see what has happened after the outgoing of Q3.
Okay, we start here first. We take a key investment highlights. Despite COVID, we have managed to keep revenues at the same high level as 2019 LTM. We have a strong result with increasing profitability, 5.9% EBIT LTM, where we aim to for at least 6% EBIT margin on the total business. We have high activity in all our three segments, residential, commercial, and logistics and industry.
Our production goes according to plan, and we have no delays in any of our projects today, so the feeling is good. We can also report a strong order intake during the third quarter, as Jonas already told us, so it's been a good quarter.
We go to the page 23 then,
and take a look at what have happened after the third of September. First of all, we have signed a construction agreement with Bostad in Lund, just outside Malmö, to build 223 student housing units. Today, we have a lot going on in Lund, both in terms of development and contracting in that town. It's pretty busy there. Then, as you know, Vestby Group was listed on Nasdaq Stockholm on the 13th October. The listing landed very well, and the interest was fantastic. It was really good for us. Today, we have the trust from 13,000 shareholders in Vestby Group, which feel really, really good for us. And the last but not least, even for us, was that Marie Lindebäck was appointed the head of IR. Marie was working close with IR through the listing process, so it feels very natural that Marie took over the full responsibility for our IR from now. So it feels really good for us. So then if you look at our slide 24, you can see that what we're going forward to focus in, expanded investments in project development operations in all three business areas. Secondarily, we will build up a portfolio of self-developed community service properties in the Invita Fastigheter Group company. Thirdly, we will continue the expansion for logistic construction in the Nordic and build organization in each country, as we already been starting for, but it's keep going that way. We will also have an increasing focus on industrial properties for logistic contracting, where we see the growth potential. There we can see Northvolt, the big project we are doing up in Skellefteå is a good example of that. And last, but super important for us, is to continue to have the clear focus on sustainability. So we really hope that you have got an overview of Vestby, what it is today, and the figures for the third quarter and for focus going forward. And then, you now have some question for us, and it's okay, so we can take them.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for the speakers, please press zero one on your telephone keypad now. And as there are no questions, I'll hand it back to the speakers.
Okay, everything was clear. Okay, then we will thank you all for joining us today and look forward to see you again. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.